Molly, baby vibes, homie. Super cat. Yeah, $1 million signing for the Supermax. Supermax, actually, factory, meaning factually. Run it up, run it up. Yo, it's your boy. It's, you know what? I'm 45 years old. This is Dame Dollar Destro. Puerto Rican Poppy Perspective. Hello, everyone. How are you guys doing? It's been a minute since I've been on here. That is, what you just heard was Cameron, The Lost Files, Volume 1. It's been a while. I wanna talk to you guys. I have a 10-month-old now, almost 11 months. Actually, might be 11 months tomorrow. Anyway, no, sorry, 10 months. Next week's 11 months. And I got a 5-year-old. So at work, I want to talk about work because everyone at work has been great. There's 2 or 3 people that have not been great, and I feel their hate. That's all good. One of them knows I hate them, and one of them, and that's good. That's good. I like that. I like when you know I hate you. There's no fakeness. There's no fake smiles. There's no behind the back shit. He or she knows I hate them, and vice versa. They hate me. So I ain't using no pronouns. So let's get into it. I got promoted to a good spot, a great spot actually, and I love it. It's fucking amazing. It's so much better. There's one person that is a super duper hater. And there's a post that we have where it's very busy. And I've been on it for the past 3 weeks, maybe 3.5 weeks. I've been killing it. It's nothing to me, man. I worked at Geico where it's nonstop multitasking, nonstop phone calls, nonstop negotiating. I've been dealing with attorneys, doctors, lawyers, you name it, I've been dealing with it nonstop. So this ain't nothing. It's easy money. What pisses me off is that there's 2 other people that started after me that have not really been on the hard post. But it's all good. I brought it up, and they're gonna change it. It's all good. Anyway, there's a person that doesn't like me for some reason. And yeah, long story short, just puts words in my mouth, decides to tell my boss that I don't like doing that post. Never said that to anybody. Never said that to him or her. And long story short, I hear from my boss, says, "Hey, I heard you don't like this post." Anyway, long story short, I come back from a break. This person's on the post, and they're like, "Hey, you ready to take this post?" And I'm like, "Let me go check with the boss, because you're not the boss. You're definitely not the boss. You'll never be the boss because you're the laziest person in the world." But that's neither here nor there. So I asked the boss, and the boss says, "Yeah, you're going to take the post." I was like, "All right, bet." So I take it, and this person's like, "Ha, ha, ha." Literally, this is a grown-ass person. Looks at me, points, and starts laughing like, "Ha, ha, ha, you got to take the desk." Who does that? You're a professional. You're working. Who does that? Like, I don't know, man. Like, some people act like children. I'm 45 years old. This person's probably 55 or 60, maybe even 65. I don't know. Regardless, this person obviously is miserable. They hate their life. They definitely hate the desk. They hate the post because I've seen them on the post. And they can't handle the post. They freak out. They stress out. So whatever, because they hate the post, they project their hate on me, saying that I hate it, which is hilarious because I killed it. I got back. I got on that thing. I said, "I got this. This is easy money." Got it. Boom. Killed it like a G. Man. Boom, 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 boom. Boss comes out. I was like, "Damn, D, you killing this thing. You great." I was like, "I know." I look at the person that hates on me. See the hate in the eyes, and I was like, "Give me the hate. It's delicious. I want all the hate. Give me it because I love it. Give me the goddamn hate. It feeds me so you can hate some more." You know what? You know who you are. If you ever hear, you'll never hear this thing, but if you do, give me more hate. I feed off of it. It gives me so much strength. I'm like the Hulk. I'm getting bigger, stronger, faster, better. I love it. Keep that hate coming. I love it. You hate yourself. If you can hate yourself, you want to hate yourself and you want to put it on me, it's all good. I'll take it because I love it. I know you hate yourself. And that makes you even more happy. God damn it. God damn it. I love it. I'm a fucking G. But that's it. Let's talk about something else. I had to get that shit off my chest. I am watching sports. I just watched the midget Altuve hit a game-winning home run, which I'm not surprised about. He always does that. I watched the D-backs win. That was awesome. They just tied a series up. That'd be amazing if they won. I actually like them. Other than that, sport, my Giants suck. I know you guys don't care about my Giants. My Giants are terrible. The New York football Giants, they're the worst. Danny Jones is a piece of shit. And yeah, we suck. So other than that, I think I'm gonna leave it at that because we're not good. Oh, I got the hiccups. Oh, excuse me. Oh my goodness, I got the hiccups. I got the hiccups again. All right. Drake's new album. I like it. It's cool. My favorite is First Person Shooter, which I'm gonna play right now. Bahamas Promises is great. Slime Yacht is great, obviously. Drew Picasso is great. What Would Pluto Do is great. Gently is cool. I liked it at first. Now I'm like, eh. But yeah, it's a good album. It's a good album. Other than that, not much to talk about. I'm 45 years old. I got two kids. I don't do shit much these days, man. I just work. I work. I deal with assholes at work, like the one I just talked about. And then I come home. And then I get to have fun with my babies. Today was a great day. I took my little one, my 5-year-old, to the zoo. It was beautiful. Came home. We went outside in the backyard. Played with my 5-year-old. I played with my 10-month-old. It was a good day. It was a great day. It was a beautiful day. That's why when I go to work, man, I just think about what I'm grateful for. I don't think about the negative stuff, like the evil person that's at work. I think about, like, man, I get to, after work, I get to go home. I get to see my wife. I get to see my kids. I have a beautiful thing. I have a beautiful thing. I have a beautiful life. This person probably goes home and just goes home and cries himself to sleep in the mirror. They look at the mirror and like, damn, I'm a fat, ugly person and I hate myself. So I'm going to project this hate on everybody else. And that's fine with me because I'm happy. He or she could hate, put that on me, but I'm like, you know what? you can't do it to me because I'm too happy and too wonderful for you to do that to me. So I love myself. You can go home and hate yourself. Bye-bye. All right. So anyway, other than that, life's been good. I hope you guys have a blessed day. If you're listening to this, I don't know what. I'm gonna leave it at that, man. Tomorrow is Saturday. I'm gonna play some ball in the morning, go to my kids' soccer game, and then we're gonna chill out. So I'm off until Tuesday, which is beautiful. I get to watch football on Sunday. I get to see my Giants lose again to the Washington Redskins, or excuse me, Washington Commanders, my bad. And yeah, that's it. I'm gonna leave it at that. I hope you guys have a blessed day. I had to vent on my work stuff because that really pissed me off. But now I'm good. All right. You guys have a blessed weekend. Stay safe. And yeah, I hope everyone was great. This is your podcaster, Dame Dash Destro. Have a wonderful day. And this is Puerto Rican Poppy Perspective. I'm going to leave you with a First Person Shooter at the end of it from Drake. All right. That's some sardines. It's like a soft thing. yeah. Beat the chicks. All right, guys. Peace out.